Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
ESP.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Friday at 3, which means we're joined by Elliot Shore Parks, who is brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are so cheap, cheap. Welcome to the show, Elliot.
What's up, man? That song just always makes me smile whenever I hear it. So I'm happy to talk to you guys.
It is a banger, Elliot. Yep, it's a banger.
Put the window down, put that on. That's a good Friday afternoon song.
Okay, yeah, good 30-second Friday afternoon
song. Yeah,
exactly. So, Elliot, I want to ask you about this first because it came to the show late yesterday. It was A.J. Brown talking at his locker after practice. I'll play two specific cuts for you and then get your thoughts on them. Here's the first one.
What is the same page? Like, when you say that, is that just communication?
That's a lot of things. You know, being there at the right time, you know, while being there at the right time. So it's just, you know, being in sync. So that's when I say, like, communication.
Jalen used that word a lot yesterday. Yeah. Synchronicity.
Yeah.
And a big word this week, I guess.
Do you think that there's any validity to, I guess, the belief that you missed some time during training camp, Devontae, some players?
No.
Thanks.
Okay, so we had three things in that one. The first one there is something about the ball being on time.
Yes.
The second one was a no comment, and the third was the Bulldog Dave Urem asking if missing any of training camp would have an effect on his performance, and he shut that down rather quickly. So then there was this second one.
Hey, so much zero, I think it was 14 or 15 times. How did that communication go when they were bringing that?
I thought it went well. Obviously, if he keeps saying it, then he may feel like he needs to do better, or we need to do better at it.
He needs to do better. So what did you make of that? And do you feel as if we may be on the brink if he doesn't have a big game on Sunday?
Yeah, I don't even know if you guys need me to say what to make of that. Like, when you listen to it, it's obvious. And, you know, you didn't play it, but I asked AJ if he wanted to respond to the idea that whenever he doesn't get a lot of targets, he wants traded or he's not happy. And he said he did not want to respond to that. So it was just like, I think having been around AJ since he got here, I think he's definitely frustrated with how the offense is performing. He was asked about Emmanuel Forbes, a guy that he has had a lot of success against in his career. And he said, Emmanuel Forbes is the least of my worries right now. We have to essentially, you know, figure out what we're doing. So AJ has always been honest about when the passing game's not working. We obviously remember last year. So the passing game has never not worked to this level. So if he was frustrated with the passing game last year, I think he's completely justified in being frustrated this year. As to why he thinks it is, you know, I think those quotes, you can listen to those and guess probably where he falls on it.
Yeah, it's impossible to predict. All I know, impossible to predict which way it goes if it stays this way from an AJ production standpoint. All I know is it doesn't feel like it's going to go well. You know, he sort of seems that he is on, you know, he went through all of last year. And aside from that one moment, they were winning. They won the Super Bowl. He was mostly a good soldier about it. It's just the vibe I get, if I can project a little bit, is I ain't doing this for a whole other year, you know?
Yeah, and I think the fact that if this was the first year of it, like AJ won the Super Bowl last year. I think he did him and Devontae. We never talk about Devontae with us, but Devontae as well. Like they both sacrificed a lot last year, and they got their Super Bowl. I think asking them to sacrifice again for a year is unfair to them. And there's a reason Nick puts so much time and effort into his messaging. And the message is almost always, hey, even if you're not getting the ball, you can still help the team win. I asked Saquon today what Nick's message for the team was this week. And Nick basically made up something in football called like a football assist, where if AJ's blocking on a touchdown, he gets credit for that touchdown, or Devontae or whatever. And I think it's a good message for the team. Like, it is a good message, but, you know, we all talk about, you know, is AJ frustrated? Is Devontae getting the ball enough? There's a reason so much energy is put into telling the team, hey, you can contribute in other ways than getting the ball.
Yeah, they better get this fixed.
A football assist?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Riley Cooper?
I guarantee you AJ doesn't care about that stat.
It doesn't help him get in the Hall of Fame.
I'll send you the audio so you can hear it.
That sounds awesome. I can't wait to play it.
Saquon compared it to like how Shaq got all the points, but someone passed him the ball. Was, you know, like someone passed it to him and he would dunk, but like someone
that's an
needed
assist.
The assist.
Yeah,
that.
That's a real assist.
Yeah.
It's like Ben Simmons' three-pointers created.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, he's a wide receiver. He's a wide receiver, and I think, you know, those that cover this team or what have you will continue to hide behind they're winning, so nothing else matters thing. Well, that's to us, nothing else matters. That's not necessarily the case to him. It's not necessarily the case to him. And you could just see in the body language, you can see in the short answers that he gives. He's trying to do the best he can to be a good teammate and be a good soldier here, and I totally understand it. I've never had the ability of an A.J. Brown, so I don't know what that's like to be able to impact the game and play at that level and then not be able to do it when you are healthy. Right, it's one thing if you can't stay healthy and you're battling little nagging injuries or what have you, but when you feel like you're a healthy player and there are opportunities there for you and you're not getting those opportunities or those you're not connecting on those opportunities, it becomes frustrating. And eventually, those guys want to find a place where they feel they are useful and not as a blocking wide receiver.
And I don't.
You just can't tell an A.J. Brown in the prime of his career, who was potentially on a Hall of Fame track, that now all of a sudden accepts 70 catches a year for 900 yards or 1,000 yards and be happy with that.
But how
and
many?
By the way,
how many football assists?
You ain't winning the Super Bowl every year. So you winning the Super Bowl is only could pacify you. And by the way, who was the first to say it wasn't enough for him winning the Super Bowl?
Oh, A.J.
It was A.J. Brown.
Yes. Yeah, it was A.J.
Well, and I also think, like, it's very easy for fans to say, well, they're winning. Like, he shouldn't care.
Sure.
I don't think anybody in their own career path would put themselves, like, do something that's not advantageous for their career, like, just because it's good for everyone around. Like, that's just not how people operate. So, AJ doesn't work all offseason so he can run block. Like, that's just
exactly. That's a great point, E. Great point. Go ahead and finish. Yeah.
Well, I would just say, too, from being around him, like, and this is just my read on it, but I just think he seems a little bit like defeated. Like he knows that this is what the offense is. This is like, maybe he'll get 100 yards this week and we'll all say, oh, it's all good. But then the next week he won't, you know? And then I just get the sense that, you know, he feels like this is what the passing offense is. Obviously he hopes it improves, but we've had these conversations with AJ and Devontae. Like Devontae, I think, is also worth bringing up here, but like, that's the sense I get, just like a level of frustration.
I just don't – you brought up the training and the working out part of it. That's absolutely right.
What am I in this condition for?
Training for 6 months for this? Like, yes.
For football assists?
Yes. Yeah. To be blocking? No, yeah. That's not what he's doing. Man.
I would love to get AJ's reaction when Sirianni rolled out football assists.
Football assists.
That's
yeah.
early, Nick.
Yeah.
That's like
that
2021,
is.
2022, Nick.
Well, but I would just say, like, that's what the message has to be.
No, he's right. Nick is right. Yeah, Nick is right in what he's doing for sure. Yes.
Yes.
Right.
Well, the other thing he should do is say, hey, just throw him the ball. Throw him the ball. Do you want to? I presented to you, Elliot, in the offseason. I said one of those two wide receivers is not going to be on the team next year. And you scoffed a little bit at me. If I were to ask you again, do you think both Devontae and AJ will be on the Eagles next year? What would you say?
So I'll still scoff at you. But okay. my rationale is always I don't think it will be because of money. Like, now, look, they could get to the offseason and decide. There's just no point in paying both of them that much. But I don't think it will be we're paying – or it won't be Quinion. We're paying Jalen Carter, Nolan, you know, maybe N'Kobe, like Tyler Steen, Reed Blankenship. So we have to let AJ go or Devontae.
But they're meshed together in that if you're – what are you paying for, I guess, in that when you're thinking of where you're going to distribute your money, if you are paying a number one wide receiver that is not producing like a number one wide receiver but anyway, next from AJ. So what do you think we get from the offense on Sunday? Your best guess. You watched all the training camp. You've seen the first two games. Is that what y'all wanted to see games, or is it just another clunky, you know, they score 24 points, but we don't know how they happened?
I lean that way.
Okay.
I mean, it's been, you know, again, for me, and I know I react to it differently because I watch training camp, but it's been 6 weeks of this for me. So for me to now think all of a sudden it's going to change, I mean, to your point about the is this what you wanted to see game, it feels like that type of mood right now in terms of just like a desperate desire to show that they can pass the ball. And this team like does step up in big moments, so maybe they will go out and do that. But the Rams defense is really, really good. They've only let up one touchdown so far this season. I think they have maybe the best pass rushing defensive line in the NFL. Now that Micah Parsons is on the Packers, you can make an argument for them. But they're a really, really tough defense. So it would be pretty impressive if the get right game against for this offense came against the Rams.
Is Dallas Goedert going to play on Sunday, do you think?
Yeah, I expect Dallas to be out there.
Okay.
I think he'll play. They're going to be pretty healthy in that regard. I think the only question is Will Shipley, and it's probably a positive that he will even, you know, there's a chance he plays, but Jalen Carter will be out there. Dallas Goedert will be out there. So they look good to go.
So, Elliot, we've seen two Eagles games and two very different defensive performances. The Cowboys moved the ball. I know everybody talks about the second half, but that lightning delay screwed up our offense too. So the Cowboys were moving the ball pretty consistently against the Eagles and had a couple of big drops. But then against the Chiefs, they have Jalen Carter back. But the Chiefs don't have that much offensive talent. So what sort of defensive game do you think we get out of the Eagles on Sunday?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think the Rams will be in the mid-20s. I would be surprised if they held them under 20, but I also don't think they'll get lit up. I mean, this Fangio defense, I can't think of a game where they got lit up pretty bad. Like, there's definitely some moments where Tampa, true, last year, yeah.
Yeah,
Tampa,
that was the only one.
The offense did nothing to help them in that game. But, yeah, that was one of them. But, you know, you just rarely see it. So, obviously, the Rams' offense is very good. I do think it's a big test for Adoree Jackson this week. I mean, last week against Kansas City, he was good. But, obviously, those receivers aren't as good. So, that's really my biggest concern in this game is, can the Eagles' offense get to 30 points? I think if they get to 30, there's a pretty good chance they win the game. I just don't know if I have confidence they can get there.
Yeah, if they get to 30, I guarantee you they win the game.
Well, I'd feel a lot better
That's
about
guaranteed.
It.
That's
a very good chance. Yeah.
Guaranteed.
They can get to 30 and look good doing it, I would almost take that over.
How do you get to 30 looking bad?
Yeah, good point.
Yeah. That would be tough.
Well, unless the defense scores some of them, I guess. But yeah.
I just like poking at you, man. Hey, yeah, don't question the defense. Defense is straight.
I hope so.
Yeah, I think the defense will be fine.
Yeah.
So last question, Elliot. You do on social media, you do a thing every week where you break down each sort of the teams against each other in every position, quarterback, running back. And you had, for quarterback, you had the equal, Jalen Hurts and Matt Stafford.
You sure?
And you had Nick Sirianni as a better head coach than Sean McVay. Are you sure about both?
Well, I pressed publish, so of course I'm sure.
Well, after you pressed publish, did you maybe think about it a little bit?
No, I feel very confident in that. To start with Jalen and Matthew Stafford, I think Matthew Stafford is a better thrower of the football than Jalen Hurts is, but Jalen Hurts does two things that Matthew Stafford doesn't do as well. Jalen absolutely impacts the game as a runner. We debated this offseason how I think that's super valuable, and he takes care of the ball. So Stafford's a better thrower, but I think for one game, like, you probably have a better chance of winning if you have Jalen at quarterback. And then, so that's why I put him equal, right? And then for Sirianni McVay, Sirianni beats him every time they play, pretty much. He has a Super Bowl. He wins a higher percentage of games. Like, not really sure what the argument is for McVay.
Well, there's a few. First of all, McVay also has they've been to the same number of Super Bowls, and they've won the same number of Super Bowls. And this is what I would tell you. And I'd almost say it in the way that you talk about quarterbacks, why the quarterback gets a higher ranking simply because they play quarterback. Sean McVay being the offensive coordinator of the Rams means that you do not have a turnstile at offensive coordinator. You don't have a Brian Johnson problem. You don't have a potentially a Kevin Petullo problem. You don't have a good offensive coordinator like Shane Steichen leaving. You don't have Kellen Moore leaving. So his value to the Rams organization, because he is the offensive mastermind of that team, is more valuable than Nick Sirianni. Though I think Nick Sirianni is a very good coach.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. I mean, but my counter would be, like, they still accomplish the same at the end of the day. You could argue there's a bit more of a challenge for Nick to having constantly to coach with a rotating coaching staff. Right?
But that's on him. That's because he's...
Well, I'm just saying it's still a reality of right, like, his strengths and weaknesses. So I just think the record speaks for itself. Like, he wins a higher percentage of games than McVay does.
Okay, who do you think has had a better roster for their tenure? Outside of 1 year.
That's a good one.
Well, it's the Eagles.
I mean, I don't know. Nick's roster he got in 2021 wasn't that good. The roster in 2022 was good, but McVay has had a ton of talented players. He's had Puka Nacua. He had Jalen Ramsey. He has Matthew Stafford, who you think is better than Jalen. So the fact that he has a better quarterback, I think, would impact your opinion as to who does a better job. He's had a ton of talent as well.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Well, who would you rather have as the on this team, McVay and Stafford or Jalen and Nick? Like, with this version of the Eagles?
I'd rather have Jalen and Nick.
That's Jeff. That's Jeff.
I don't know about that one.
All right. You can get the Elliot, you have your outfit picked out for the game on Sunday already, or what? What are you rocking?
I'm actually debating this, and I feel like maybe you guys could be good on this.
Okay.
So I'm deciding between two suits. One of them is the suit I wore to the Super Bowl. I can't decide if, like, I should never wear that one again, or if it's, like, hype to wear it, or if I should just wear it because it's a nice color green and it's going to be sunny, so I feel like it'll look good, or I could just go with a blue suit.
Well, you didn't play in the Super Bowl.
Don't wear blue.
Yeah.
What about your wedding suit?
The Rams are wearing blue Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
Go the wedding suit's not been worn since the wedding. I don't do that.
Okay. I would go with the Super Bowl suit.
What color was the Super Bowl suit, green?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a different shade of green. That was like a forest green. This is a lighter green, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah, I would go. I think you can wear the Super Bowl suit again. You didn't play in the Super Bowl, you know?
Even if you had played in it, you still could wear it.
Yeah, yeah.
You put some tweets out for the Super Bowl.
Only Jolly played in the Super Bowl.
right. All right, you can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcasts. It comes out every day, Go Birds Daily. It is a must listen. Elliot, thank you as always.
Yep, talk to you guys soon.
Alrighty.
You know, when we're talking... There we go. I'm trying to get rid of that. There we go. We're talking about the AJ thing. I thought of, after watching that game last night, there was a pretty big divorce in Buffalo because there was friction between the quarterback and the wide receiver, and that was when the Bills let Diggs go.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just can't see it. If it's like this, I can't see it continuing after this
year.
Well,
the AJ, good thing is it's only two more games. I mean, it's only been two games.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, you got 15 games left to go. The whole thing could turn around to where he's starting to get targets. The passing game is picking up, and we don't discuss this anymore.
Yep, it could be gone. Yep. And everyone would call us, clickbait for talking about it in the first place. So,
That'll happen.
No. Yeah.
The only issue is if we're still talking about it when he's catching passes.
Yes.
That's different than talking about something that's actually happening.
Real. Yes. Yes. I would agree with you.
Better chance of happening. AJ goes off this weekend, or we get a book on the sideline.
Oh, he said he's not reading any more books
on the sideline.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think he's doing a book.
Yeah, for now. I think he might need a book.
Well, he's worried about giving somebody free publicity. Yeah. Maybe a Bible?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, he's not worried about giving the Bible free publicity.
Exactly.
It's got plenty of publicity.
Yeah,
that's the only book I could see happening.
Bring that Bible on the sideline. There's going to be a lot of other things going on.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Furry Bruce in D.C. Furry Bruce, you're on WIP.
Ike, Spike, Jackie Baseball, how's everybody doing this afternoon?
What's up, Furry Bruce?
What's up, Furry Bruce?
Hey, look, man, I'm on this road headed down to the ATL. Let me preempt y'all. No, I'm not going down there for a furry convention.
Oh.
I'm going to go see the grandkids.
Okay. There you go.
but look, you know, about this game on Sunday, I'm confident that the Eagles will win the game based on some of the previous discussions that you all already had. But I think we're going to see a different type of offense, and I think they are well aware that they're going to have to adjust in order to win this game. But the other thing that I hope that they think about is, you know, we're kind of like in a similar vein with 2003 with San Francisco and what happened the previous year where they didn't make it to the Super Bowl. L.A. is going to come in with a chip on their shoulder. So there's going to be a little bit of a psychological component, and the Eagles better be ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they think about that, but that's an intangible. It's just like it is when we play with a chip on our shoulders against the Chiefs. This is something else that they just need to be ready. They're going to give it their all, and it's not going to be an easy game, but I think that the Eagles will win.
Yeah. Bruce, I think the revenge thing matters up until they snap the ball the first time.
Yeah.
But I do think the Rams have had this one circled, all offseason. They've said it that they have. Yep. I think Sean McVay was bothered by the fact that they lost that game last year. I think he thought they really had a shot. So it's going to be a really good game. I said earlier this week it feels like a 4 o'clock game that they're playing at 1 o'clock. Eagles-Rams deserves a 4 o'clock slot. Furry Bruce, why don't you give us your go-to lunch for next question today? What's your favorite lunch?
Hey, man, I got a good one, man. Look, a cheesesteak from Gooey Louie's.
Cheesesteak from Gooey Louie's?
Yes. They have some of the best cheesesteaks in the country. I mean, in the city.
All right.
And they got an award last year. So
okay, Furry Bruce.
I'm running with that one.
All right. That's a good one, Furry Bruce. You know,
cheesesteak.
Yeah. You got to coach them. You got to coach them. You're going to have to coach them.
We're looking for just a sandwich.
Something. Well, it doesn't have to be a sandwich. It could be whatever the go-to lunch is. We're not looking for where you get it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that was on me for picking this topic. All right. Coming up next, we have to figure out what the weather's going to be like on Sunday so you can decide what you're wearing. Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast, game day forecast coming up next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.